This is Wade Rescue with the Chief Organizer's Report. Supersized unemployment benefits are essential in a depression. Congress is going back to work. High on the agenda with the clock ticking is the next stimulus bill. Some things are clear. Mainly, the U.S. economy is on its knees. Let's look at the facts. 20 million people are unemployed. For the 13th consecutive week, more than 1 million people have applied for unemployment. Level of unemployment has been greater than at any time since the Great Depression and is still over 11%, with some cities over 25%. More than 6 million people have applied for food stamps in the last 3 months. There are now more than 1 out of every 8 Americans on food stamps. More than 10% of Americans are now suffering from food insecurity. Eviction suspensions are expiring. In Louisiana, for example, a $24 million program designed to pay 3 months of rent directly to landlords for 10,000 people had to be suspended 4 days after applications opened when 40,000 applied. Almost half of the states report cases and deaths rising from the coronavirus. Governors, both red and blue, are rolling back reopenings, requiring masks, shutting down bars, and limiting indoor seating and large gatherings. I could go on, but the message is clear to everyone but the president. We're in the dumps. Even Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says we need more stimulus. Even Senate Majority Leader McConnell is now saying wear a mask and agreeing that more stimulus is needed, even if his priority is protecting businesses, schools, and others from liability suits. Let's be clear. One piece in the next stimulus needs to get done by August 1st, and that's extending unemployment relief. There are 5 million open jobs, according to the feds, for 20 million unemployed. Pretending everyone can go back to work, pay bills, and eat is absurd. The last supersized unemployment worked. I know that's scary to a lot of businesses and politicians around the country. People might be getting used to not being forced to live in shame and misery. Businesses in recovery may not be able to pay people the minimum wage frozen for more than a decade to get people back to work. The University of Chicago study found that 68% of unemployed workers who are eligible for benefits receive more in jobless payments than their lost earnings, with the median payment 34% more than their former weekly paychecks. Early reports indicate there might be a compromise at adding $250 a week rather than $600 and tacking on a bonus, perhaps $1,000 for someone as a going back to work bonus. There's also talk about another stimulus check like the last one of up to $1,200 coming to everyone. That was then, but now is now. There may not be the political will to keep adding $600, but if people are going to eat and pay rent, it needs to be $400 or $500 a week, not $250. A reemployment bonus is meaningless because businesses are shutting and a wave of bankruptcies are expected. So a bonus is just a blank paper when there isn't a job. Another stimulus check? Right on. None of this has gotten better, and increasingly it looks like there's worse in store. Congress needs to step up its game and put money where their mouths are and stop playing high-low bargaining with desperate families throughout the country. This is Wade Rafke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.